Candy and I are good friends now. This is my second call with him. Selling Betty's.
So, I've got to ask, when you first got the script, what did you first think of reading it, not only just Emma's character, but overall, what attracted you to Aaron's story?
I mean, I had never really read anything like it. The comedic aspect was really interesting to me because it was kind of dark, but so funny. So I found myself laughing a lot. And yeah, so that was the immediate stuff that jumped out.
Obviously, you have to, your wardrobe is a very key part of this movie. I asked Aaron about some of his favorite things he had to wear, but you go a little bit further, obviously, with the sushi. Tell me what about getting into a character that has to go to those links. Was it difficult to do like that sequence, or was it actually fun and kind of, you know, different type of thing for you to be able to have on your resume?
Yeah, I mean, I found it really empowering. Just the way that Emma owns her sexuality was really, really interesting to me. But I also found what was really interesting as well is that, and I talked a lot about this with Cynthia, our costume designer, that there was a real dichotomy between her work clothes and her day-to-day. Like, her day-to-day was very much like a sweatshirt and shorts and very chill. It was like she puts on a persona when she is working, which is interesting, especially as an actor, because you get kind of meta. But Cynthia did such a great job with us, and she really, really wanted to talk it out with us, which I thought was lovely and, yeah, different.
I didn't realize this movie was 5 or 6 weeks, and it was 5 days a week. As one of the leads in it, how long were you actually on set?
I think I was about 11 or 12 days. So,
wow.
Pretty solid. They had me sporadic, though, a little bit to the beginning, so they got a lot of stuff done at the beginning, and then I kind of came in towards the second half of the shoot, and then we were just kind of on, which I thought was really good because then you get a real flow, and especially with Ben and Emma's relationship, we really got to keep that going and not stagnate it.
Shooting in the rain, I've got to ask, what's it like? It must be feeling a lot different than what we see on the screen.
Yeah, it had been a very warm day, and then it decided to get pretty chilly that night, but it was so cool. We had a street shut down, and it was just, I mean, to see it was really amazing, and Aaron and I really, really got into the zone, and for some reason, though, almost everything I've been in, I've had some sort of water. I don't know what that is, but I guess people like to give me cold, but it wasn't too bad. The only times we had to call cut was when we both were shivering, pretty obviously. but it was really fun. Aaron and I were laughing so much during that too, so it was great. He always says that's his favorite scene that he shot.
Knowing that you're going to be playing so much off of Aaron, did you guys do any rehearsals or pre-conversations or anything like that to prep y'all's relationship compared to, you know, the rest of the cast?
Yeah, we did. We got really lucky. We were able to do some rehearsals, and then we hung out post those a lot. Initially, once they told me I got the job, we went and had coffee and really started to chat it out. And then Aaron was really, really great as a director because he really wanted to hear insight, and we really were able to bond over that. And I feel like you can really see that in the film.
And I.
So So I wish that was more the norm, that we got to rehearse, because it really gets all the good stuff going.
So you brought up that Aaron told you what his favorite scene is. Do you have a favorite scene that you were in?
I really like our park scene. It's one of my favorites. It was a really beautiful day, and yeah, I don't know, shooting it was really nice. It really flowed and kind of became something different than we initially expected.
As far as where this film has been shown, it's showcased in a lot of festivals and got a lot of reactions. I know Aaron talked, a lot of people are talking about the different, you know, bipolar and manic states and how that's showcased on the film. As far as being in a film that does have those elements, how do you look at it compared to the way audiences react? Is it something you want to keep aware of or keep a distance from?
I think it's something I want to keep aware of. I think it's a big reason why we make movies, is we want to see how people react to them and what it gives people, or what it makes people think about. I mean, the reactions especially for festivals, it's been so wild and really cool. I've never had that experience where people are coming up to us and immediately opening up about their own experience with mental illness and like giving us big hugs. And I just think that's really cool and amazing. And I think work that incites things like that is probably some of the most important work we can make as artists.
That begs the question of, speaking of work, what do you have down the pipeline? Is there anything you can share with us about roles you've been able to get or upcoming things you're looking to do, or have you dived into writing, anything like that?
Yeah, I have a couple of things going on this summer that I can't talk about just yet. I have dove into writing. I have two things that I think are also getting made soon, so that's really exciting. The beautiful part about New York is people all want to be making stuff all the time. so it's good. So I'm pulling some friends into that. And then, yeah, so I got good stuff happening. I think what's really exciting that's happening, especially with actresses, is we're getting more opportunity to write, produce, and direct. So I definitely want to jump on that bandwagon at some point, for sure.
That kind of leads me to another question. What women actors or directors or writers are being influential right now to you? What actresses do you look at as, I'd like to maybe try something like they do?
So many. I feel like I have a new talent crush every week, but there's some constants. I mean, I think Sofia Coppola really changed the game for women a long time ago, and her influence is really strong on me. All her films are always in my mind, or I'll watch them over and over again. And then as far as actors, I think Chloe Sevigny is really interesting. I think Ruth Wilson's really interesting. Michelle Williams, I'm obsessed with, and yeah, I could fangirl about a bunch of people. And then, yeah, I think Emmy Rossum's really interesting. Like, I love that she's directing more as well, and yeah.
Very cool. Well, Ellen, really loved the movie. Was really impressed at how bold the character is, and you pulled it off. So thanks for the chat, and can't wait to see what's down the pipeline for you.
Thank you. Are you Texan, by the way? I just saw your 214.
Yes, I am. I'm from Dallas, yeah.
So am I. Okay, cool.
Oh, very cool. Texan. That's awesome.
Yeah. Fellow Texan.
Dallas?
972,
so. So which part of Dallas are you? Yeah. what part of Dallas are you from then, if you don't mind me?
Oh, I'm from HB, Highland Park.
Wow. Area. Very cool.
Yeah.
HB, yeah, Scott. Ellen's a Scott. I wouldn't have guessed that. All right.
She's a Highland Park Belle.
Very cool. Wow. Yeah. Well, I have a new appreciation for you now, even more, Ellen. Thank you so much. And yeah, I hope you come home quick. I mean, obviously, Highland Park's great.
Yeah. Well, it opens on my birthday in Angelica, which is pretty cool.
Very cool.
I'm excited about that. Yeah.
Are you going to the screening? I'd love to push and pub a screening.
I wish I was, but I think I'm still going to be in L.A.
Well, we'll definitely try and push the 13th and definitely get people out. So, Alan, have a good day, and yeah, go.
Okay, thank you so much.
Bye, guys.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.